produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we're looking forward to this episode of our program, Power Up Your Family. As we are entering into a certain season of the year, with spring approaching, this particular month that's partly accomplished and on its way to being completed is a very special time of year for our family. Between around the 24th of February and the 23rd of March, we have six of our adult family members who all celebrate birthdays. Now, as we also have grandchildren, their birthdays come at different times of the year, and we have other adult family members who have birthdays at other times of the year, and we celebrate those kind of individually as they occur. But we have this tradition that's developed in recent years of celebrating these six birthdays on one specific occasion, maybe doing a few little odds and ends for them individually. But we just celebrated that group get-together over this past weekend, and it was just a delight to be back together. We realized it had been since Christmas since we had all been together. So long overdue to have a combined family get-together. Of course, we have individual get-togethers and partial get-togethers with extended family. And we see some of our family just about every single day, with homeschooling one of our grandsons and helping transport another to school. So all of these family interactions are wonderful. But I'd like to talk today about this thing we call a birthday. Now, in popular society, we think of birthday parties, and we think of gifts, and we think of cakes with candles. And there's a lot of traditions that we as a society have and people around the world in celebrating birthdays. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that, but I'd like to talk a little bit about the significance of a birthday. Now, as we all know, a birthday is a day that comes around once a year. Amazing, isn't it? And it should be celebrated for several reasons. Now, I think a little bit about how Christians make a significant calendar event each year in the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where we do have gift giving and all that goes along with that. Because as we think about what that meant to mankind, as we think about the scripture and John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, it's obvious that the celebration of birthdays is significant. You know, as we, as sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father, we were created as his spirit children in a pre-earth life, a pre-mortal life, if you will. And so when we have that opportunity for our spirit to come and inhabit a mortal body, to gain that experience and to go through life, to be tested, and to work on doing our very best to follow the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to try to keep his commandments and to accept him as our Lord and Savior, we have our goal is obviously to return to be with Him and to be with our Father in heaven, as well as to be with our family members here in the eternities. So a birthday is a day that comes once a year, and the reasons why we should celebrate is that it is a time when a person acknowledges the anniversary of his or her birth. As I mentioned before, in most cultures, birthdays are celebrated in some of the same ways. Often birthdays are celebrated with a gift, a party, or some other special act. There are reasons birthdays should be celebrated. I'd like to talk about 6 reasons why birthdays are important to celebrate. Number 1, your birth was your beginning. Number 2, celebrating is an expression of thanks. Number 3, it's an opportunity to refresh your outlook. Number 4, it opens the door to new mercies. Number 5, it's a chance to acknowledge your existence. Number 6, it's a great opportunity to bond with people. Again, number 1, your birth was your beginning. But let's clarify that. Your birth was the beginning of your life here in mortality. God created you to serve a purpose in this world. Every time when you have a birthday, it is an indication that you still have work to do for the kingdom of God. Your birthday is a sign that you have another chance to fulfill your unique mission. So a birthday is a momentous occasion to be commemorated, just as a nation commemorates its birth or an organization celebrates its founding. A birthday is much more than an occasion to receive gifts. Your birthday is a chance to remember the day that a major event occurred, to celebrate and give thanks, and to reflect upon how well you are still alive, to celebrate the day you were born. Number 2, celebrating your birthday is an expression of thanks. A birthday is a time to celebrate birth itself. It is an expression of thanks to God for being born and still being alive. It is also an occasion to rethink your life. It is a great time to reflect on the past, evaluate your present, and make plans for your future. It is a time when your past intersects with your present and future. Your birthday is a transition from what was to what is to be. There's a scripture I always think of when I'm thinking about the occasion of birthdays, where it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So number 3, it's an opportunity to refresh your outlook. A birthday is not only a time to think about your birth, but your birthday is also a time to think about your rebirth. To recall your birth is to recall a new beginning. No matter how things went yesterday or last year, you always have the capacity to try again. Your birthday is a refresher, a chance for regeneration, not just materially, but spiritually. Number 4, it opens the door to new mercies. To reach another year is an achievement to have lived another year. You have another year's worth of blessings to thank God for. Think of how much of God's air you have consumed during the year. Think of how many nights God allowed you to lie down and sleep, and how many mornings He has awakened you with brand new mercies. So as we think about new mercies, I always think about in our life experience what I refer to as the tender mercies of the Lord. And giving thanks for those tender mercies is always very important. And so as we look back on our lives, past year, the past decade, the past many, many years of our life on this earth, we can see during our lifetime that the Lord has had a hand in our lives. And for that, we should always be thankful. Lamentations, it says, "It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. So number five, it is a chance to acknowledge your existence. When you celebrate your birthday, you acknowledge your existence on this earth. No matter in what kind of family you were destined to be born, you are here to live your life to its fullest. Celebrating your birthday is a way to thank God that He allowed you to be born and to see another birthday. Number six, it is a great opportunity to bond with people. Birthday celebrations are great ways for your family and friends to bond with you, if they choose. Usually people make a special effort to be nice to you on your birthday. Birthday presents are good, but a wish that comes from the heart is worth all the presents in this world from those who love you. It truly is the thought that counts. You know, back in the day, we used to receive birthday cards from people who were close to us. And many times we've received birthday cards from various commercial enterprises wishing us a happy birthday. But we live in an age where the ability to reach out to individuals and to wish them a happy birthday has been exponentially increased. A simple phone call, of course, is one way to wish someone a happy birthday. A text message frequently is a wonderful way to acknowledge someone's birthday and to celebrate that with them by wishing them a happy birthday. Even leaving in that phone situation where you can't talk to them, leaving a voicemail message. I've had several occasions where I've missed a call, listened to the message, and heard one or more persons singing happy birthday to me. Such a treat. Very, very enjoyable. And, of course, then there's social media, where, as I saw one meme sometime in the past, showing a Lord of the Rings character holding his sword saying, I guess on the occasion of one's birthday, day wishes begin. And, of course, almost like a battle, the onslaught of birthday messages via Facebook become very prevalent. And again, very tender expressions are given and heartfelt thanks on the recipient of those messages. So there are many ways to receive that opportunity to bond with people. Sometimes the quantity of messages may be a bit overwhelming, but we can like or love those comments, and where possible, even reply with a comment in response. So as we think about our birthday and celebrating birthdays, it is good to be thankful for what we have in life and what we've accomplished. But we need to open our eyes to the larger picture if we are to appreciate the fruits of life. We must first appreciate the tree that bears the fruit, birth itself. Birth is your beginning. It is a window to the chance of a lifetime, chance to fulfill your unique mission. So a birthday is a momentous occasion. It is much more than an occasion to receive gifts. It is a chance to remember the day that a major event occurred, to celebrate and give thanks, and to reflect upon how well we are fulfilling our calling. Because time itself is like a spiral, something special happens on your birthday each year. The same energy that Heavenly Father invested in you at birth is present once again. It is our duty to be receptive to that force. How do we do so? By committing to a life guided by Heavenly Father's will, and by using the abilities and resources we were born with to perfect ourselves and society, and to make the world a good and sacred home for ourselves and with God's help. A birthday is a time to celebrate birth itself, the joy of life. It is also an occasion to rethink your life. How great is the disparity between what I have accomplished and what I can accomplish? Am I spending my time properly Or am I involved in things that distract me from my higher calling? How can I strengthen the thread that connects my outer life and my inner life? A birthday can also teach us the concept of rebirth. To recall our birth is to recall a new beginning. No matter how things went yesterday or last year, we always have the capacity to try again. As I mentioned earlier, your birthday is a refresher, a chance for regeneration, not just materially, but spiritually. On your birthday, gather with family and friends and study something meaningful together. There's no better way to celebrate a birthday than to commit to a special act of goodness. It is easy enough to say you are thankful. It is far better to show it by doing a kind deed, something that you did not do yesterday. Not because someone is forcing you, not because someone suggested, but simply because your inner goodness, your soul, wants to express its thanks for being born and alive. Such an act of kindness gives Heavenly Father great pleasure because he sees that the child in whom he invested, the particular child he wanted to be born on a particular day, as living up to his or her potential. And nothing, of course, gives a parent greater joy. This is the true experience of birth, the true beginning of a life of meaning. So as we think about celebrating our birthday, you know, birthday celebrations don't mean you have to have a big party every year. You know, sometimes people do have parties to celebrate what they call the big one, such as turning 16 for a teenager or 21 as an adult, or 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70, or how about turning 100? You know, a simple dinner with your family or a few close friends usually is all it takes. Make a person happy and feel appreciated. As I mentioned before, greeting cards are always welcome as well as telephone calls. So celebrate your birthday each year. It's always good to be acknowledged that you exist in the earth. Receive it in good faith when others are willing to help you celebrate your birthday with you. As we think about this experience of mortality and the opportunity that we have to recognize our existence and to thank our Father in heaven for our many blessings, for his many tender mercies, we also have the opportunity to give thanks for family and friends. And a birthday gives us a great opportunity to do that. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, we might ask the question, how did the tradition of birthdays come about? Have you ever thought about that? Well, it's been an evolving process over the years and decades and millennium. Days didn't begin until calendars were created. Think about that. You know, early civilizations had no way to keep track of time other than by using the moon, sun, or some other important event. This made it difficult for them to pay attention to the anniversary of one's birth. As time went on, everyone realized that they all experienced the effects of aging. They just didn't have a means to mark a special milestone for it. It wasn't until ancient people began taking note of the moon cycles that they began paying attention to the change in seasons as well. They also noticed this pattern repeated itself over and over again. They began marking these changes in time. This is what bore the first calendars, which marked time changes and other special days. From this type of tracking system came the ability to celebrate birthdays and other significant events and anniversaries each year. It has been suggested this all started with the Egyptians. Scholars who studied the Bible say the earliest mention of a birthday was around 3,000 BC, and was in reference to a pharaoh's birthday. But further study implies this was not their birth into the world, but their birth as a quote God with a small g. When Egyptian pharaohs were crowned in ancient Egypt, they were considered to have transformed into gods. This was a moment in their lives that became more important than even their physical birth. Pagans, such as the ancient Greeks, believed that each person had a spirit that was present on the day of his or her birth. The spirit kept watch and had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday that particular individual was born. So we can thank the Greeks for all those birthday candles. Gods and goddesses were a huge part of Greek culture. Greeks offered many tributes and sacrifices to appease these gods. The lunar goddess Artemis was no different. As a tribute to her, the Greeks would offer up moon-shaped cakes adorned with lit candles to recreate the glowing radiance of the moon and her perceived beauty. The candles also symbolized the sending of a signal or prayer. Blowing out the candles with a wish is another way of sending that message to the gods. Birthdays first started as a form of protection. It is assumed that the Greeks adopted the Egyptian tradition of celebrating the birth of a god. They, like many other pagan cultures, thought that days of major change, such as birthdays, welcomed, of all things, evil spirits. So they lit candles in response to these spirits, almost as if they represented a light in the darkness. This implies that birthday celebrations started as a form of protection. In addition to candles, friends and family would gather around the birthday person and protect them from harm with good cheers, thoughts, and wishes. They would give gifts to bring even more good cheer that would ward off evil spirits. Noisemakers were also used to scare away the unwanted evil. Ancient Romans were the first to celebrate the birth of the common man. This seems to be the first time in history where a civilization celebrated the birth of non-religious figures. Regular Roman citizens would celebrate the birthdays of their friends and family members. The government, however, created public holidays in honor of more famous citizens. Any Roman turning 50 years old would receive a special cake baked with wheat flour, olive oil, grated cheese, and honey. Sounds delightful. But an important thing to note is that only men would experience this birthday celebration. Female birthdays were not celebrated until about the 12th century. Birthdays were first considered to be a pagan ritual in Christian culture. In Christianity, it is believed that all people are born with original sin. That in combination with early birthdays being tied to pagan gods led Christians to consider birthdays to be the celebrations of evil. This lasted for the first few hundred years of the existence of the Christian church. It wasn't until the 4th century that Christians abandoned that way of thinking and began celebrating the birth of Jesus, as we know it, Christmas. Celebrating the birth of Jesus was partly enacted to recruit those who already celebrated under Roman holidays, other traditions. 7. Interesting. German bakers invented the birthday cake as we know it today. At this point, birthdays had been celebrated around the world, even in China, where a child's first birthday was more special than most. Kinderfest, which started in the late 18th century, was the name for a German birthday party that is closest to today's style of parties. This party was held for German kids, or Kinder, and featured a birthday cake adorned with candles. Kids were given one candle atop the cake for each year they had been alive, plus one for the hope of living for at least one more year. Blowing out these candles while making a wish was a big part of these celebrations. The Industrial Revolution made a way for everyone to enjoy sugary cakes. Sugary cakes were a birthday commodity only wealthy people had access to for quite some time. The ingredients these sugary treats required were considered to be a luxury. seem to remember a queen of France, Marie Antoinette, who kind of ended up in an ignominious way after her famous quote, when the masses were not having enough wheat to make flour, to make bread, rather, she said, well, let them eat cake. Wow. Then the time in our history known as the Industrial Revolution allowed birthday celebrations in all cultures to proliferate. The required ingredients became more widely available. This, in combination with advances in mass production, allowed bakeries the option of offering customers pre-made cakes at lower prices. And to kind of wrap this up, we know a little bit about this tune, this music piece that we call Happy Birthday. It was actually a remix of sorts. Two sisters, Patty Hill and Mildred Hill, who happened to both be Kentucky school teachers, yay Kentucky, wrote a song called Good Morning to All in 1893 that was published in a book for other school teachers. The original intent of this song was to be sung in class by students before starting the day. Of course, when anything catches on, there are variations that are made. This song is no different. Robert Coleman published a songbook in 1924 that featured this song with a few extra lyrics that quickly came to overshadow the original lyrics. These new lyrics to that popular old tune became known as what we now know as the birthday song. However, in 1933, this new version was used in an Irving Berlin musical. One of the founding Hill sisters sued on grounds they held the copyright to the tune. They won the case, and the copyright still holds to this day. Some even believe this song is under copyright until the year 2030. Copyright proceeds are split with the copyright owner and the Hills estate, which is now estimated at around $2 million. So, there you go, a little history about birthdays. I saw and read this earlier, and I had to chuckle, when it talks about we should celebrate birthdays, and the question was asked, well, what flavor of cake should we recommend if we were to look in the scriptures? And the answer was angel food cake, obviously. So as we think about the celebration of birthdays, let us be mindful that, yes, we enjoy the parties, the cakes, the presents. But the most important thing about the celebration of one's birthday and to celebrate with others their birthdays is to remember the great gift of life that Heavenly Father has given to all of us, to pay tribute to Him and thanks to Him, and to renew that appreciation and thanks each and every year as we celebrate our birthday. I love the Lord. I love His love for us, for His great sacrifice, that we might have eternal life. And I bear testimony of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.